versus 31 to 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate them one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep at his right hand, but the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when did we see thee hungry and feed thee, or thirsty and give thee drink? And when did we see thee a stranger and welcome thee, or naked and clothe thee? And when did we see thee sick or in prison and visit thee?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brethren, you did it to me." And so, now Kevin is going to elaborate on that.
Inside of a fishbowl, and every now and then I see the goldfish swim around, and I'm like, "Hey, Frank, how's it going?" You know.
And then it gets behind.
Companionship.
Love.
Is that a side
too?
Mm-hmm. I call it dark
matter. Why is all this important?
You'll die without it.
You'll die without it. Okay. Death without. I can see where we'll die from not having enough food. It's called starvation. Eventually our body will shrivel up and waste away. We'll cease to exist. I can see that with water too, because eventually we'll just dry up and become a prune. Right, we see three zips. Air
has oxygen in it.
Absolutely, and we need that to survive. If you talk to anybody with COPD, I'm pretty much guaranteed they could care a little bit less than those two, as if they would much rather be able to take that full deep breath that they can't take. Right? Why is shelter important?
Elements
to keep us away from the elements, right? So this is kind of hits everything, and then elements. We need to be protected from the elements. But that's huge, because if we need shelter to protect us from the elements, we need food and water to give us strength to be able to deal with the elements of, like, we have to go out and hunt, or today's hunting is going Haggins, the grocery store, right? But if you've ever been to, like, Fred Meyer at 4:30 on a Friday afternoon, it's like, you know, Mario Kart, and you're racing around and elbowing people. And, you know, I, like, literally at Fred Meyer's the other day was reaching for a head of broccoli, and some lady just stepped right in front of me. I, like, touched her back because she cut in front of me so hard. I'm like, there's 40 friggin' heads of broccoli right here.
Did she punch you?
You can wait. And I stopped myself right as I'm about ready to say that smart alecky comment, you know. Mm-hmm. I realized she was only, like, 12 years old. I had no spatial awareness. I'm like, no, Father, please bless this child with sight. But anyways, getting a little off track right there. Clothing. Why is that important? Why is clothing important?
Also to protect us from the elements.
Also to protect us from the elements.
Because we don't have fur.
Because we don't have fur. I'm glad I don't have fur in the summertime. In the wintertime, I'm like, chest hair, can you grow out a little bit more? I'm a little cold, you know? Yes, elements. Okay. So, food, water, shelter, air, clothing.
Eyesight.
Eyesight?
Senses.
Senses.
Senses,
Senses. Okay. So, senses. And that runs deeper too, so much deeper. Like, you know, I'm sure anybody that's done any backcountry hiking can attest to, like, hey, something just doesn't feel kind of right. And then you look over across the meadow, like, hey, that's a really big bear came over this way, right? So that goes more in senses, is more than, you know, the ability to touch. What are the five senses? Touch, smell, sight, hear, and taste, right? Did I get those right? Yeah.
Smell and taste are the same ones, I think. So.
What?
Yes. Hearing, feeling, touching, smelling, taste.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Basically.
Best.
I think.
And then heebie-jeebies is number
six. And I get my gold star today, and the sixth sense is your heebie-jeebie sense. Like, something's not right, we need to run away. But the cool thing, though, is everything in Jesus is right, so we don't really need that heebie-jeebie thing. But we have to look past this to be able to have relationship with Jesus, right? We have to look past our five basic senses.
How do you mean?
We can't see Jesus. We can't smell Jesus. We can't taste Jesus. We can't touch Jesus. But we can't hear Jesus. So we have to look past four out of the five. Okay, so senses, food, water, shelter, clothing. They're all there to protect us from the elements, right? Okay, so why is companionship important?
Well, if I may say, I personally don't think it's a basic human necessity. But yeah. I think God wants us to have companionship.
Yeah.
If I may say, that's my kind of mind. Yeah. I don't think we have to have it to survive as human beings.
Community.
You know, it's not.
Community.
Yeah, or community.
But it does. He does warn us in his word not to neglect getting together.
Yeah.
So
I think we were built to be tribal. That we need to have people around us to get anything done.
There's lots of instances of people who live by themselves for years on end.
What if you don't have a, you know?
Ted Kaczynski lived for years by himself.
I mean,
and he's still living by himself in solitary confinement. Yeah.
There's some lady in Russia that's still waiting on World War II to end.
Yeah.
You know, that they've documented living in
the they've also found rogue Japanese soldiers in the Philippine Islands that still think the war is happening. Yeah. And then they come home and they're like, I have a computer in my hand, you know?
On the death without?
Yes.
God,
death without. So, I like how our simple, basic necessities is shaping up, that we all realize. The thing that makes me really sad is God is so far the last thing that we put on the list. We should have made first. Thank you, Chris.
And it could also be go on this side of
the... Well, yeah. These are all things that are out there to kill us. The elements are out there to kill us. And we will experience death without food, water, air. Half the planet's burning right now. I have a real concern about all the carbon that's in our air system right now. I keep waiting for that moment that I get all lightheaded and fall on my face. It's scary. We need the oxygen to survive.
A bunch of trees.
Yeah, I know, right? I know.
The old saying is that you can live for 3 minutes without air. Three days without water, 7 days without food, and not 1 second without hope.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Amen to that.
Well said.
So why?
Kind of so did you write hope on that list?
Sure.
That's what you said? Not 1 second.
Yeah. Not 1 second with hope. And that right there is hope.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Absolutely. So that's kind of like the same thing. As a matter of fact, I'm just like a big circle right there.
Well, you should include love in that.
Well, we'll make a snowman and that'll be the hazard.
There you go.
The companionship thing made me think of that Tom Hanks movie where he was Castaway. Castaway.
Yeah, Castaway.
And he turned his volleyball into his companion. And he was just about willing to die to, you know, for Wilson. I saw the movie many years ago. I don't remember all, but I mean, there were storms and things, and he was not going to get separated from.
That's right. On the raft, the ball, and he lost the ball off the raft. And it was all,
yeah.
So. Yeah. I really.
But he did survive.
Love what Jesus is calling us to in this passage, because, you know. It says, separate the sheep from the goats, and he goes, come you are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom, prepared for you from the foundation of the world. So that means that they were building this kingdom at the same time that they were building the world, right? So I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. Shelter.
And companionship goes with that one.
Absolutely. I was naked, and you clothed me. Clothing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I was sick. And you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me. Jesus is calling for us to share basic necessities with those who don't have it. Whether it be food. Has anybody here ever fed anybody? Has anybody ever fed anybody that was hungry? Mm-hmm. Has anybody ever fed anybody that was suffering and hungry? Because when you feed them on that level, you're doing more than filling their stomach. You're showing companionship. Has anybody given anybody some water when they were thirsty? Mm-hmm. When they couldn't get water for themselves? Because there's a couple of different ways to look at that side of it too. It's like, you know, bringing a bottle of water to somebody who is homeless, or getting a glass of water for somebody who is ailing in the hospital. But in that, you're doing what Jesus calls us to do and share simple necessity of life. Has anybody ever let anybody stay at their house? Yeah.
Talked to him for like 15-20 minutes, and you could down and out. Stayed at my place for 2 days and bedded. Yeah. Gave him some money. Yeah. Helped him out.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
It wasn't me. It was just.
Yeah.
I did. I felt good about it.
Yeah. Every now and then, my friend, well, it hasn't happened in a while, but my friend Alan Mua would call me and be like, hey, this guy had a situation at the house and needs to leave for a couple of days, but I really don't want him on the streets. Can he come stay with you? And the answer from Alan, for Alan, is always, yeah, absolutely, but he needs to be the one to call me and ask me, not you. And he needs to be the one to call me and explain to me what's going on. But the answer is yes, but he needs to take that step. But in doing that, in shelter, and I think about my own story with Tierra Nueva. It's like I was sleeping in the parking lot kicking dope, and all they could do was say, come inside. Come stay on the couch. Basic human necessity out of the elements, which are trying to kill us, by the way, on a regular basis. You know, go out into the mountains on a hike and get lost. You know, the sun, take the water right out of you real quick, become dehydrated, loopy, and eventually, you know, that knows what I'm talking about. Is anybody given clothing?
No.
Naomi did an amazing job of this the other day. Westminster was out here working in the rain, everybody's soaking wet. She takes one look at that, runs home, scoops up all of her towels and coats and everything and brings them back and says, you guys are being hindered by the elements, which is, I'm sure, is where I got my cold. But, you know, she's like, here, let me clothe you. And Jesus is up there going, you did this to the least of these, so therefore you're doing it to me. These people are here dressing my house. They're caring for my house, and you're caring for my people. It's a beautiful thing. Companionship. Jesus calls us in this passage to go visit those who are sick or in prison. There's so many different aspects that you can look at that. You know, sickness, you automatically think of somebody like me who's got a cold. And Monday, I was ready to send out invitations to my deathbed because I thought I was going to die. I had a serious man cold. But then you got other people who are in the hospital that are truly sick and on their deathbed. But sickness goes deeper. What about those that are paralyzed by depression, anxiety, and fear? That have trouble leaving their house?
Mental
illness. That's a prison, right? It's a sickness and a prison. And then you have friends like my friend in Skagit County Jail, who they'll let out to see the birth of his child, but they will not give him manageable bail. We'll say, hey, you're not convicted, but we're going to let you out of jail to go see the birth of your child. Congratulations. But as soon as that happiness is over, get back in. Here's a $100,000 bail. Tell me how that makes sense. But we're still called to go visit them, to share with them these five things, six things, seven things, whatever. When we see somebody who's hungry, Jesus calls us to feed them. When we see somebody who is thirsty, Jesus calls us to give them a drink. When we know of somebody who's in prison or sick, Jesus wants us to go visit them, to show them companionship, to introduce them to the snowman. God, hope, and love, right? I was supposed to show a video today, but I can't get the projector to work with my computer, but I can show it downstairs. Because when we stop doing this, we start to fail. We fail as humans, and then we fail as a church, and then we fail as followers of Jesus. When we stop caring for the needy, we fail. And I think that's really important to point out, because this church has opted to become a Matthew 25 church, which its core value and mission is to do this stuff, to feed the hungry, care for the sick, care for the oppressed. help them with all of this stuff. And so my charge to you guys today, stepping forth into that new wineskin, old wine into a new wineskin, it can be done. I know Annie does this. Somebody comes in, it's $5-$6 short on their meal. Oh, just give me next time.
I'll be there today.
No. They're close. They're close.
We'll be hungry today. We're not.
They're close. But I know, it's a beautiful thing. Naomi and bringing clothing to those who were soaking wet and miserable. Doug, how was it to get a fresh dry jacket that day?
Oh, I loved it. I loved it. I was so completely through my coat, shirt, everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I got that new coat on. I said, oh my God, it's good.
Yeah.
Life is good.
Yes. 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 Yes.
I've had this happen to me a couple times. Maybe it's because I wasn't with God at the time, but I gave so much sometimes that it's took all the energy out of me.
Yeah.
Where I basically almost lost myself.
Yeah.
And I'm just kind of saying that because I think sometimes you got to make sure you're in the right position and God's given you that. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's good to go there.
Absolutely.
If you don't have it, get it first.
Exactly. That's a very beautiful point. If you find yourself
too far, it can really.
If you find yourself,
I've like been people, and then they go, "Oh, a nice person," and so then all of a sudden it's money they're wanting, and next thing you know, I'm helping their drug habit, and so I learned, okay, wait a minute, food, fine, no, I'm not that nice.
Yes. They'll take your niceness as a weakness, kind of.
So that is where relationship with the Holy Spirit is paramount. Because the Spirit will call us to feed somebody, but the Spirit's not going to call us to hand them $100. The Spirit might call us to hand them $100 and not feed them. It depends. And
that's where discernment comes.
Exactly. Food Pavilion, Cedar Woolley, I was out there one day. And there's a guy standing there with the sign. And I just kept hearing the Spirit go, feed him, feed him, feed him, feed him. And I'm like, I got $5 left to my name till the end of next week. And I've got two kids that need milk. And the Spirit's going, feed him, feed him, feed him. And I couldn't ignore it. I'm like, I came up with every reason on why I shouldn't. And just then the Subaru goes by and there's this giant JW sticker on the side window of the Subaru. And I heard it clearly in my head and said, Jesus would. Mm. Oh. And I went right through the drive-thru at Burger King we went, spent my last $5 and brought this guy some food. God bless me the next day. And I was able to make it through until my payday. But it's where discernment comes in and actually listening to the movement of the Holy Spirit. Naomi, I'm sure, was more moved by the Holy Spirit than just like, oh, I need to do this. Because you had a lot going on that day. And it's just like, clothe my people. So when you feel God knocking on your head,
or your fishbowl.
Or your fishbowl, I know, right?
Not just one fish, but 12.
But this goes deeper. This goes deeper, and this is a giant can of worms right here. Because there's a lot that's happening politically that I'm not going to get into today. But we are called to feed the needy, give water to the needy, shelter the needy, clothe the needy, and show companionship to those who are suffering. Because as we've done to the least of these, we have also done to him. So Father, thank you for today. Thank you for this group of people, and thank you for the heart of this church and wanting to move forward to do exactly what you are calling us to do here in Matthew 25, Lord. I pray for strength and endurance as we move forth to do it.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen.